You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to the Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We are the radio ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. I'm your host. I'm sitting in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm so glad to have you listening by way of radio. We just thank God for the opportunity and the platform that he has provided for us to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ right now, weekly on Thursdays at 6 p.m. and soon to be in the month of July 2025 and forward on Fridays at 6 p.m. Stay tuned. We will give you more information today. I am thankful to be here, and I want to talk from the topic in Mark chapter 2, to arise and to take up your bed and walk. I'm meditating on that word, to arise, to get up from where we are. In the story, Jesus healed a paralyzed man who was laid on his bed. And in our lives today, we might be, what bed are we in? So before I go further, let me just pray. Father, I thank you today for the power of the Holy Spirit of God, the power of your word. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that everybody listening on today, God, that this word would speak to their hearts, that you would create awareness, understanding. Father, enlightenment. Let this word enlighten the eyes and the ears of the listener, that we would see for ourselves what you're talking to us on a personal, intimate level about. Where do I need to arise? What bed do I need to get up out of? Help is here through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help is here through the finished work of Christ. Deliverance is here. We pray your blessings, your anointing upon the word of God. For give us ears to hear, eyes to see. Open our hearts. Let us be willing to receive the truth of your word. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm reading Mark chapter 2. You can turn in your Bibles with me. I wish you would. It reads, when Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, it was noise that he was in the house. And let me say to you today, as you're listening to the radio broadcast, Jesus is in the house today. By way of radio, Jesus is in your house. And I praise God, Jesus is in your car. Wherever you're at in this moment, Jesus is in the house being noised abroad. The news, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is being spread to you today. And straightway, there were many people gathered together, so much so that the house where Jesus was staying was packed. There was no room to receive all the people that were packed in the house, not even for visitors to stand outside the door trying to listen from the door because the room was so packed. And Jesus preached the word to them. I want to say today, God's word is what has the power to heal, to deliver, to set free. It is the word of God that is alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the word of God that can cut asunder what is wrong, deformed, diseased in our lives. The word of God will get through and penetrate to the root of our situations, to the root of our problems, to the root of our issues. And like a surgeon, Jesus, the great physician, will cut away, will destroy whatever is our issue, whatever is our bed. Let me read further. Verse 3, Mark chapter 2, verse 3. And they came to Jesus, bringing one sick of the palsy, and he was carried by four men. And they came to Jesus. That is what you and I must do. We must come to Jesus. They came to him. They didn't run from him. They didn't avoid him. They came to Jesus. Come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus in the name of Jesus. That is the answer. The answer, the solution, the blessing, the benefit, the reward, what you need. Come to Jesus to receive what you need today. I am coming to Jesus. I pray that you, as you're listening, are coming to Jesus. Sometimes we seek solutions everywhere. No solution to be found. Jesus is the solutionist. Jesus is the answer for whatever you fill in the blank of what the problem is. He is the solution and the answer. So these men came to Jesus. Everybody packing the house and standing outside the door came to Jesus. They brought one that was sick that had a palsy. They brought one that was sick that was paralyzed. And he was carried by four men. What, my question is, are we paralyzed with today? What is paralyzing you and I? What has caused us to become immobile? What has caused us to lose our mobility in Christ? What has caused us to stop going forward in Jesus today? What has caused us to stop going forward in our ministries, in our kingdom assignments? What has caused us to stopped us from going forward, moving forward? What has stopped our momentum? What has got us bound, held captive, to be in a paralyzed state? We are immobile. We're tied up. We're taken captive. We're imprisoned. So what is holding us back? Holding us captive, causing us to not be moved. We're called to move forward in the things of God. We're called to all be always abounding in the things of God. So what has the enemy done? What have we opened a door? Let's be clear. Where have we opened a door to the enemy in our lives? By our choices, actions, and decisions. That now the enemy has taken us captive. We're in bondage. We're bound to a thing that Christ today says, I've come that you might be free. I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly in and through me, Jesus Christ. So we've got to look at this word, Mark chapter 2, but we're looking at it through the eyes and the lens of God, and we're making it personal to ourselves. Verse 4, Mark chapter 2. And when they could not come near Jesus because of the press, the number, the multitude of people, they uncovered the roof where Jesus was. They went higher. Do you see that? When they could not come to Jesus because of the multitude of other people trying to get to him, they went higher. There is always a way because Jesus is waiting. His arms are open wide. He is extending an invitation to you to come to him. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, that old song says, right now. So they were not taking no for an answer. What about you and I? Are we taking no for an answer? Are we allowing the enemy to cause us to take no? His lies, it's the lies of the enemy. Jesus' desire for someone that wants to be saved, delivered, set free, healed is, yes, I am willing. In the scripture, we see Jesus said, I'm willing. And he asked people about their faith. Do you believe I can do it? But his response in the scripture was, I'm willing. Jesus is willing to heal. Jesus is willing to deliver. Jesus is willing to turn it around. What about you and I on our part? God does his part always, but he requires us to do our part. So on the part of the men that carried the man that was sick of the palsy, they were willing to go higher that their friend could be delivered. Question, are you willing to go higher? Are you willing to not take no for an answer? Are you willing to not settle? Are you willing to do whatever it takes to get to Jesus? Are you willing to be uncomfortable to get to Jesus? Are you willing to be made fun of to get to Jesus? Are you willing to sacrifice everything you have to get to Jesus? Are we willing to go higher? Are we willing to get out of our comfort zone? If that's what it takes, if it takes me praying, if it takes me fasting, if it takes me crying out, if it takes me laying out, are we willing? Mark chapter 2, verse 4, and they could not come to Jesus because of the press, multitude, and crowd of people. They uncovered the roof. Are we willing to take the roof off this thing if that's what it takes? They took and uncovered the roof where Jesus was. And when they had broken up the roof, they let down the man, the bed where the sick man of the palsy lay. They lowered the man on his bed down in front of Jesus. They would not take no. They were relentless and unstoppable in their pursuit of Jesus. Are we relentless and unstoppable in our pursuit of Jesus and the pursuit of what God has said concerning our lives, concerning our seed, concerning our children, concerning our ministry, concerning our businesses, concerning our relationships, concerning our families? Will we be unstoppable, immovable, relentless, and moving forward step by step, moment by moment, day by day, towards Jesus and the things that God has declared in his word for our lives? When Jesus, Mark chapter 2, verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, Jesus said to the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Jesus saw, what did he see? He saw faith. To arise from our bed takes faith. Faith in God. Faith in God's word, belief in what the word says, believing in our heart unto action. True belief will be demonstrated by our actions. True belief is going to be demonstrated by our action. There is no way that we truly believe and we don't take action. Jesus responded to faith. Their faith was active faith. The scripture tells us faith without works is dead. Jesus does not respond to dead faith. Our faith must be alive. Our faith must be active. Jesus responds to active, alive, actionable faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God's word. Have faith that takes action. Have faith that pleases God. Have faith that is seen by the demonstration of our actions. So Jesus, Mark chapter 2, verse 5, Jesus saw their faith. Seeing their faith in action, Jesus said to the paralyzed, the sick paralyzed man, "Son, thy sins be forgiven you." Jesus said, "My child, my son, your sins are forgiven you. Whatever brought you to this state, whatever open door that caused the enemy to be able to imprison you with paralysis, whatever open door in your life that caused the enemy to be able to get the advantage over you and cause you to be dealing with an infirmity that caused you to be paralyzed, thy sins are forgiven you. I want to say today, Jesus is here to forgive every sin, all our sins, to wash our sins, to give us a clean slate. He's willing. If we desire, if we would come to him, he's willing to forgive our sins. He's willing to break every chain of bondage from off of our lives, that we would go free in God and forward. We would go free and forward in God. We would go free and forward in the things of God. Deliverance is here today. Healing is here today. Through the word of God in this scripture, it's the word of God that heals, delivers, and sets us free. Listening to the broadcast today, if you would believe the word that I'm reading from the Bible out of Mark chapter 2, you and I can be healed, can be delivered and set free in our mind, healed in our mind, healed in our bodies. Heal, mind, body, soul, spirit, completely healed through the power of Jesus Christ, through the power of the word of God. It's here today for you and I. If only we would come to Jesus and receive it. They uncovered the roof where Jesus was. They broke it up. They let down their friend on his bed of affliction where the sick and the palsy lay. And Jesus saw their faith, great faith they had, that they were unwilling to turn back when there was no room in the house. They were unwilling to turn back when there was no room even to stand by the door, close proximity. They said, "We didn't come this far that to not see our friend heal, to not see our friend delivered, to not see their testimony of Jesus Christ was being talked about all through the city." And so they had invested too much to take no for an answer. What about you and I? Have we invested too much to take no? Have we invested too much to be denied? Today, let's not be denied of deliverance. Today, let's not be denied of healing. Today, let's make up in our minds, I'll go higher in God if that's what it takes. We've got to be willing to do our part. We've got to be willing to do whatever it takes. We've got to be willing to do what seems foolish. Get up on the roof and break up the roof, tear up the roof of somebody else's house.
We've got to be willing to do what it takes, because what I need from Jesus is greater than my fear of man. What I need from Jesus is greater than being misunderstood. What I need from Jesus is greater than being talked about. What I need from Jesus is greater, my healing, my deliverance, to be set free, to be made whole in the name of Jesus. That's what's awaiting me if I'm willing to go higher, if I'm willing to press farther, if I'm willing to press and not take no for an answer, if I'm willing to insist on my healing, to insist on my deliverance, to insist that the word of God is true, if I'm willing to walk by faith and not by sight. The four men that carried their friend that was sick of the palsy, paralyzed, infirm, unable to move, lost his mobility, they were unwilling to be denied. They were unwilling to take no for an answer. They were unwilling to look at what it looked like in the natural. Do we see this today? In the natural, though, there's no place for you in here. It's packed. Every seat and standing room only was taken. So we cannot look at things by the natural. The scripture tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Just be willing to go higher. Just position yourself. Get in a position to ascend. Get in a position to go up in God. Get in a position to go higher in God and higher in the things of God. We are positioning ourselves to go higher in God today, higher in this word. Let this word take root in your heart. Arise, arise. I've got to arise today from places of depression, places of infirmity, places of sickness, places of paralysis. I've got to arise in my mind first. The word of God is true. I've got to fill my mind with the word of God, fill my heart and mind with the word of God. The word of God will push out everything that's not like God. More word in, push out the lies of the enemy. More word in, push out limitations, push out hindrances, push out obstacles. More word in, push out doubt, push out fear by putting the word of God in our hearts and our minds, till the word takes root in us, till we become the word, till we be fixed and focused and steadfast in believing that the word of God is true. More word in, more of God's word in brings deliverance, brings healing, brings victory. Mark chapter 2, verse 6. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and they were reasoning in their hearts. Forget about the doubters. Forget about the haters. Forget about the negative sayers that say, oh, but listen, we all dealing with something. We all got a, come on, forget about those that are talking something other than faith. Forget about those around you that are talking something of fear. Forget about those around you that are speaking in religious cliches that are denying the power of Jesus Christ. Verse 7. They said, why does this man speak blasphemous? Why does Jesus, why is he talking blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? They did not know and recognize that Jesus was God in the flesh, that came willingly as a sacrifice for us and for our sins, that took on the form of a man that he might be the second Adam to bring deliverance to mankind today. And immediately Jesus, when he perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves, he said unto the people, the religious leaders that sat around, the scribes sitting there, he said, why do you reason these things in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the sick man of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? Jesus say, it's all the same to me through the power of God. Whether I say to the sick man, take up your bed and walk, whether I say to the sick man, thy sins be forgiven you, I'm Lord. I'm Savior. I'm Jesus. I'm the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. Whatever I say, it goes in the heavenlies. It goes in the earth. The word of the Lord is what matters. He said, it doesn't matter. Either way I say it, there's power in what Jesus says. There's power in what the word says. Jesus said, verse 10, but that you may know, I need you all to know. I said it that way because I need you all to know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And he said to the sick man of the palsy, he said, I say unto you, arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately the sick man arose, and immediately the sick man responded, and immediately the sick man took up his bed and he went forth before them all. They all could see it. And he and they were amazed and they glorified God. They were saying, we never saw it in this fashion. So I want to say to you today, we have a part to play. Even the sick man with the paralysis, his friends had faith for him. But when it came to his turn, when Jesus gave the command to arise and take up his bed and walk, he stepped up in faith. It said immediately he arose. Immediately he came into agreement with the word that Jesus said. He took up his bed. He began to walk. He demonstrated by faith, by his action, that he believed the word of the Lord. And he received his healing because he was willing to obey the word. When we hear the word of the Lord, we must be willing to obey the word. We must be willing to walk out and take a step of faith. We must believe that what the word says is true for us and in our lives. And so because of it, God received great glory. A great miracle was done and people were amazed and people were responding. And so the name and the fame of Jesus Christ grew even more. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. I pray that the word of the Lord is encouraging you to arise from whatever bed, whether it's a bed of depression, whether it's a bed of sickness, whether it's a bed of fear, whether it's a bed of illness, whether it's a bed of immobility and paralysis, whether it's a bed of you've lost faith, you've lost hope. I pray that the word of God would encourage you to arise out of your bed, out of your situation today. Today is the day to arise. Today is the day of your victory, of your healing, of your deliverance, of your miracle. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Sound Broadcast, Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street. Come and visit us Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218. Or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see